You're listening to Through the Bible by Faith Community Church. Join us for 365 consecutive days as we read God's Word together. This podcast uses the World English Bible, American Edition, a translation that is open source and in the public domain. To learn more about our ministry, please visit faithcommunityma.com.
March 30th, 1 Samuel chapters 24, 25, 26, and 27. When Saul had returned from following the Philistines, he was told, "Behold, David is in the wilderness of En-Gedi." Then Saul took 3,000 chosen men out of all Israel and went to seek David and his men on the rocks of the wild goats. He came to the sheep pens by the way, where there was a cave, and Saul went in to relieve himself. Now, David and his men were staying in the innermost parts of the cave. David's men said to him, "Behold, the day of which Yahweh said to you, 'Behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, and you shall do to him as it shall seem good to you.'" Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe secretly. Afterward, David's heart struck him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. He said to his men, "Yahweh forbid that I should do this thing to my Lord, Yahweh's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, since he is Yahweh's anointed." So David checked his men with these words and didn't allow them to rise against Saul. Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. David also arose afterward and went out of the cave and cried after Saul, saying, "My lord, the king!" When Saul looked behind him, David bowed with his face to the earth and showed respect. David said to Saul, "Why do you listen to men's words, saying, 'Behold, David seeks to harm you'? Behold, today your eyes have seen how Yahweh delivered you today into my hand in the cave. Some urged me to kill you, but I spared you. I said, 'I will not stretch out my hand against my Lord, for he is Yahweh's anointed.' Moreover, my father, behold, yes, see the skirt of your robe in my hand. For in that I cut off the skirt of your robe and didn't kill you, know and see that there is neither evil nor disobedience in my hand. I have not sinned against you, though you hunt for my life to take it. May Yahweh judge between me and you, and may Yahweh avenge me of you, but my hand will not be on you. As the proverb of the ancients says, 'Out of the wicked comes wickedness,' but my hand will not be on you. Against whom has the king of Israel come out? Whom do you pursue? A dead dog? A flea? May Yahweh therefore be judge and give sentence between me and you, and see and plead my case and deliver me out of your hand." It came to pass, when David had finished speaking these words to Saul, that Saul said, "Is that your voice, my son David?" Saul lifted up his voice and wept. He said to David, "You are more righteous than I, for you have done good to me, whereas I have done evil to you. You have declared today how you have dealt well with me, because when Yahweh had delivered me into your hand, you didn't kill me. For if a man finds his enemy, will he let him go away unharmed? Therefore, may Yahweh reward you good for that which you have done to me today. Now, behold, I know that you will surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel will be established in your hand. Swear now, therefore, to me by Yahweh, that you will not cut off my offspring after me, and that you will not destroy my name out of my father's house." David swore to Saul. Saul went home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold. 1 Samuel 25. Samuel died, and all Israel gathered themselves together and mourned for him, and buried him at his house at Ramah. Then David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. There was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now, the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail. This woman was intelligent and had a beautiful face, but the man was surly and evil in his doings. He was out of the house of Caleb. David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep. David sent 10 young men, and David said to the young men, "Go up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name. Tell him, 'Long life to you, peace be to you, peace be to your house, peace be to all that you have.' Now, I have heard that you have shearers. Your shepherds have now been with us, and we didn't harm them. Nothing was missing from them all the time they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let the young men find favor in your eyes, for we will come on a good day. Please, give whatever comes to your hand to your servants and to your son David. When David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal all those words in the name of David and waited. Nabal answered David's servants and said, "Who is David? Who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants who break from their masters these days. Shall I then take my bread, my water, and my meat that I have killed for my shearers and give it to men who I don't know where they come from?" So David's young men turned on their way and went back and came and told him all these words. David said to his men, "Every man put on his sword." Every man put on his sword. David also put on his sword. About 400 men followed David, and 200 stayed by the baggage. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to greet our master, and he insulted them. But the men were very good to us, and we were not harmed, and we didn't miss anything as long as we went with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall to us, both by day and by night, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now, therefore, no one consider what you will do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his house, for he is such a worthless fellow that one can't speak to him." Then Abigail hurried and took 200 loaves of bread, 2 containers of wine, 5 sheep ready dressed, 5 seahs of parched grain, 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on donkeys. She said to her young men, "Go on before me. Behold, I am coming after you." But she didn't tell her husband Nabal. As she rode on her donkey and came down hidden by the mountain, behold, David and his men came down toward her, and she met them. Now David had said, "Surely in vain I have kept all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained to him. He has returned me evil for good. God do so to the enemies of David, and more so also, if I leave of all that belongs to him by the morning light, so much as one who urinates on a wall." When Abigail saw David, she hurried and got off her donkey and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground. She fell at his feet and said, "On me, my lord, on me be the blame. Please let your servant speak in your ears. Hear the words of your servant. Please don't let my lord pay attention to this worthless fellow Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, your servant, didn't see my lord's young men whom you sent. Now therefore, my lord, as Yahweh lives and as your soul lives, since Yahweh has withheld you from blood, guiltiness, and from avenging yourself with your own hand, now therefore let your enemies and those who seek evil to my lord be as Nabal. Now, this present which your servant has brought to my lord, let it be given to the young men who follow my lord. Please forgive the trespass of your servant, for Yahweh will certainly make my lord a sure house, because my lord fights Yahweh's battles. Evil will not be found in you all your days. Though men may rise up to pursue you and to seek your soul, yet the soul of my lord will be bound in the bundle of life with Yahweh your God. He will sling out of the souls of your enemies as from a sling's pocket. It will come to pass, when Yahweh has done to my lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you, and has appointed you prince over Israel, that this shall be no grief to you, nor offense of heart to my lord, either that you have shed blood without cause, or that my lord has avenged himself. When Yahweh has dealt well with my lord, then remember your servant." David said to Abigail, "Blessed is Yahweh, the God of Israel, who sent you today to meet me. Blessed is your discretion, and blessed are you who have kept me today from blood guiltiness and from avenging myself with my own hand. For indeed, as Yahweh, the God of Israel, lives, who has withheld me from harming you, unless you had hurried and come to meet me, surely there wouldn't have been left to Nabal by the morning light so much as one who urinates on a wall." So David received her from her hand, all that she brought him. Then he said to her, "Go up in peace to your house. Behold, I have listened to your voice and granted your request." Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house like the feast of a king. Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. Therefore, she told him nothing until the morning light. In the morning, When the wine had gone out of Nabal, his wife told him these things, and his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. About 10 days later, Yahweh struck Nabal so that he died. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, "Blessed is Yahweh who has pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and has kept back his servant from evil. Yahweh has returned the evil doing of Nabal in his own head." David sent and spoke concerning Abigail, to take her to himself as wife. When David's servants had come to Abigail to Carmel, they spoke to her, saying, "David has sent us to you to take you to him as wife." She arose and bowed herself with her face to the earth and said, "Behold, your servant is a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord." Abigail hurriedly arose and rode on a donkey with her 5 maids who followed her. And she went after the messengers of David and became his wife. David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they both became his wives. Now Saul had given Michal, his daughter, David's wife, to Palti, the son of Laish, who was of Galim. 1 Samuel chapter 26. The Ziphites came to Saul, to Gibeah, saying, "Doesn't David hide himself in the hill of Hakaliah, which is before the desert?" Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. Saul encamped on the hill of Hakaliah, which is before the desert by the way. But David stayed in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies, and understood that Saul had certainly come. Then David arose and came to the place where Saul had encamped. And David saw the place where Saul lay, with Abner the son of Ner, the captain of his army. Saul lay within the place of the wagons, and the people were encamped around him. Then David answered and said to Ahimelech the Hittite and to Abishai the son of Zeruiah, brother of Joab, saying, "Who will go down with me to Saul to the camp?" Abishai said, "I will go down with you." So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the place of the wagons, with his spear struck in the ground at his head, and Abner and the people lay around him. Then Abishai said to David, "God has delivered up your enemy into your hand today. Now, therefore, please, let me strike him with the spear to the earth at one stroke, and I will not strike him the second time." David said to Abishai, "Don't destroy him, for who can stretch out his hand against Yahweh's anointed and be guiltless?" David said, "As Yahweh lives, Yahweh will strike him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall go down into battle and perish. Yahweh forbid that I should stretch out my hand against Yahweh's anointed, but now, please, take the spear that is at his head and the jar of water, and let's go." So David took the spear and the jar of water from Saul's head, and they went away. No man saw it or knew it, nor did any awake, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from Yahweh had fallen on them. Then David went over to the other side, and stood on the top of the mountain far away, a great space between them. And David cried out to the people, and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, "Don't you answer, Abner!" Then Abner answered, Who are you who calls to the king?" David said to Abner, "Aren't you a man? Who is like you in Israel? Why then have you not kept watch over your lord the king? For one of the people came in to destroy your lord the king. This thing isn't good that you have done to us. As Yahweh lives, you are worthy to die because you have not kept watch over your lord Yahweh's anointed. Now, see where this king's spear is and the jar of water that was at his head." Saul recognized David's voice and said, "Is this your voice, my son of David?" David said, "It is my voice, my lord, O king." He said, "Why does my lord pursue his servant? For what have I done? What evil is in my hand? Now, therefore, please let my lord, the king, hear the words of his servant. If it is so that Yahweh has stirred you up against me, let him accept an offering. But if it is the children of men, they are cursed before Yahweh, for they have driven me out today that I shouldn't cling to Yahweh's inheritance, saying, 'Go, serve other gods.' Now, therefore, don't let my blood fall to the earth away from the presence of Yahweh, for the king of Israel has come out to seek a flea, as when one hunts a partridge in the mountains." Then Saul said, I have sinned. Return, my son David, for I will no more do you harm. Because my life was precious in your eyes today. Behold, I have played the fool and have erred exceedingly. David answered, Behold, the spear, O king, let one of the young come over and get it. Yahweh will render to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness, because Yahweh delivered you into my hand today, and I wouldn't stretch out my hand against Yahweh's anointed. Behold, as your life was respected today in my eyes, so let my life be respected in Yahweh's eyes, and let him deliver me out of all oppression. Then Saul said to David, You are blessed, my son David. You will both do mightily and will surely prevail. So David went his way, and Saul returned to his place. 1 Samuel chapter 27. David said in his heart, I will now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul will despair of me to seek me any more in the borders of all Israel. So I will escape out of his hand. David arose and passed over, he and the 600 men who were with him, to Achish, the son of Maoth, king of Gath. David lived with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. Saul was told that David had fled to Gath, so he stopped looking for him. David said to Achish, If now I have found favor in your eyes, let them give me a place in one of the cities in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you? Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Therefore Ziklag belongs to the kings of Judah to this day. The number of the days that David lived in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. David and his men went up and raided the Geshurites, the Girzites, and the Amalekites, for those who were the inhabitants of the land who were of old, on the way to Shur, even to the land of Egypt. David struck the land and saved no man or woman alive, and took away the sheep, the cattle, the donkeys, the camels, and the clothing. Then he returned and came to Achish. Achish said to him, Against whom have you made a raid today? David said, Against the south of Judah, against the south of the Jerahmeelites, and against the south of the Kenites. David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring them to Gath, saying, Lest they should tell about us, saying, David did this, and this has been his way all the time he has lived in the country of the Philistines. Achish believed David, saying, He has made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore he will be my servant forever.
Thank you for listening to Through the Bible by Faith Community Church. To learn more about our ministry, please visit our website, faithcommunityma.com.